Good morning, everyone. Let's welcome to the program Dr. Diana Helen Jarris. She's the director of the Virginia Department of Health's Office of Family Health Services. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I gather, based on this report from the Journal of Population Health Metrics, geography seems to be destiny in the United States.
It certainly plays a really big role. You're correct.
The study that we're talking about describes that overall life expectancy is at an all-time high. But if you break it down by county, there's a huge difference, particularly for men, in how long people live. And Virginia is a state where you can really see that disparity. Depending on what county you live in Virginia, your life could be 14 years shorter or longer. That's the widest gap of any state in the nation. Describe what it is that you're seeing if we were to map this out. I gather Fairfax, Virginia, close to D.C., is a pretty good place to live.
Yes, it has really good health parameters in general. It's a more affluent area. Employment's higher. People tend to lead healthier lives. I think the smoking rate is lower. So what happens is the environment where you work and live and play and where you learn is an important part in determining how healthy you are and what opportunities you have. And then, of course, what we're seeing these days compared to maybe in 1900s, early 1900s, is the role of some of the choices people have and how they spend their time.
Now, how far of a drive is it in Virginia from Fairfax to, say, Petersburg, Virginia, where you really see the other end of the spectrum?
2.5 hours.
Okay. So what do we see at this in this very different community?
Yes. Petersburg is urban. It has very poor health parameters, like infant mortality rate is higher there, the teen pregnancy rate, things that play into general health status. There's more poverty, there's more violence, lower employment levels.
You know, on some level, and you're the director of the Virginia Department of Health's Office of Family Health Services, I mean, states are really looking at an obvious set of disparities because America is not a homogenous land. How is this study not, you know, sort of obvious in a sense? We wouldn't imagine that our country would be homogenous socially, culturally, ethnically, economically. So why would we imagine that life expectancy would be homogenous in a sense?
Well, I think as Americans, we like to think about equality for all and have an assumption that that means that everyone has exactly the same opportunities and is going to rise to the same level. But the fact is, depending on who you're born to, where you live, you can start off at a big disadvantage and have your life shortened accordingly.
We're speaking with Dr. Diana Helen Jarris of the Virginia Department of Health's Office of Family Health Services. And one of the things that it seems striking to me in this study, Doctor, is that this isn't a problem that can be spent out of. This shows that despite the fact that the United States spends more on medical care than any other nation, we lag behind dozens of others in terms of life expectancy. So the money we're spending is not being used effectively.
The way to attack this and the way we are attacking this is really with collaboration and personal awareness, getting the word out of things people can do to live a healthier life. There are policy changes that can help. For instance, in Virginia, recently we no longer permit smoking in restaurants, so we've cut secondhand smoke exposure to people who dine out and people who work in restaurants. So there are policy things and even laws that can be enacted that will have an impact.
But, you know, states dealt with economic or educational disparities a generation ago and tried to deal with the fact that property tax bases were unequal, so therefore educational outcomes were unequal. Does this study argue for an equality of medical opportunity in places at risk like Petersburg, Virginia?
I believe it does.
And is there any political ability to do something like that in a state like Virginia, let alone California or New York?
Well, one of the issues that always comes up in discussions with issues like this, certainly in the public health, is access to medical care and access to health insurance. So there are some changes nationally afoot and in Virginia to help improve people's access to care.
You know, later on in the hour, Doctor, we're going to talk about baby boomers being, urged to retire early because they're taking up so much space for younger workers. You got a problem there with the baby boomers sticking around too long, life expectancy or not?
I don't have a problem with that.
Are you a baby boomer?
Yes.
Well, there you go. There you go. Dr. Diana Helen-Jarris is director of the Virginia Department of Health's Office of Family Health Services, talking about this significant disparity that exists in the state of Virginia. Fairfax County has the longest life expectancy in the country for men, 81.1 years back in 2007, but just 25 miles south of Richmond, 2.5 hours away from Fairfax, life expectancy for men is 14 years less. It's an example of a nationwide trend which shows very significant disparities in life expectancy throughout America. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you very much.
The doctor doesn't think that the baby boomers should be forced to retire. What do you think?
My name is Devlin from Woodstock, Georgia. Been unemployed for a year and a half, and I'm a baby boomer, and I have like 30-year experience, and no one will hire me, so have to think about doing a job, leaving $50,000 plus to go into like $10,000, which is awful, I think. So it would be better to retire.
Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're going to be talking about this more later this hour. Peg from New York writes at our website, Americans under 65 don't qualify for Medicare. Many baby boomers are staying in the workforce beyond 65 because they have a job that pays, provides health insurance for family members under 65. If we change to a single-payer Medicare system for all, many older workers would be willing to retire early. It's a fair point. And Thomas in Boston writes, they shouldn't be forced to retire, but it's common sense. They're forcing us to be the Peter Pan generation. Take a step back and look at the whole picture.
Straight on till morning.
give us your thoughts at 877-8, my take.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.